Welcome to episode 10 of the Open Source Utopia podcast. Much of our world relies on open source software, to the point that I consider it a pillar of society. Without it, the modern world would simply not exist. What is a pillar of society, you might ask? In medieval Europe, societies were divided into so-called estates under the monarchy. In France, there were three: clergy, nobles, and everyone else. It is quite exciting when old concepts adapt to fit the reality on the ground. It is an ongoing process to categorize the world around us. And so, after a revolution or two, the three estates came to mean the legislative, executive, and judiciary powers. One, two, three branches of government. Then along came journalists and the press, the fourth estate. Recently, the internet has enabled a possible fifth estate to develop. Underground newspapers, blogs, and social media. Certain institutions and constructs in society become powers or pillars upon which our society is built. The pillars of society. The internet runs on open source and would not exist without it. Even governments that deliver public services, communication, and even voting online are dependent on open source software. Our modern society relies on open source. Perhaps it is relatively unknown or unrecognized, but open source is a true pillar of society. But wait, is my government's infrastructure dependent on a hobby project? Yes! More about that in the next episode. This podcast was created by Matthias Boutlesniak. Jeffrey A. Jam McGuire was creative advisor. You can read more about the podcast and ways to watch and listen to it at opensourceutopia.com. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 International License.